is TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
From Rocket Sports and Entertainment comes a sports show done right. We're all about the fans in the stands. Now, get ready for sports writer and insider Rick Cecone with a true fan perspective in what's happening. Now, Rick Cecone.
Here we go, kicking off another big show, August 5th, 2011, Rick Cecone, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network, here on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Really excited, and once again with me, my summer intern co-host, Darius Thigpen.
Hello, hello.
From The Ohio State University.
The Ohio State University, yes, sir.
We're going to get to it a little bit later. There's another Darius in the news.
We'll bring that up.
Exactly. And once again, the airwaves are open. I can say whatever I want with a few little FCC regulations here.
Right.
Thanks to the men and women of the military. Haven't seen a terrorist lately? Hug a soldier. So anyway, this is a show, if you're a new listener here to the TAN Talk Radio Network, or you're an old listener, you know the show is about the fans and the guests. We want to change sports and entertainment one event at a time. I've been talking a long, long time about this economic paradoxical shift, how sports and entertainment's been a lagging indicator. I think the professional leagues are just starting to get it.
Yeah, you could definitely say so.
You know, we need lower ticket prices. We need lower beer prices. We need the fans. I mean, these ridiculous pay-per-view events and things like that. It's a whole economic paradoxical shift that we're going through worldwide, and why sports and entertainment's affected by it. And we got to keep our fans being able to be affordable and go to the games. Hey, coming up in a few minutes at 11:15, we're going to take a quick break just before we bring them on, and then we're going to go into it. Jason Cole, National Football League writer for Yahoo Sports, is going to be with us.
So excited for that. Talk some NFL, get ready for the football season.
Yeah, wrote a few good articles lately of things that I've talked about and I've brought up. Can't wait to talk to Jason. He's an award-winning writer. He covered the Miami Dolphins for 15 years with the Miami Herald and the South Florida Sun Sentinel. He's a member of the Pro Football Writers Association. He covered the NBA a little bit.
Okay.
But guess what? He's smart. He went to Stanford.
Oh, wow.
He's a Stanford alum.
Stanford guy, yes, sir.
Yeah, he's a Stanford guy, so you know he's a smart guy. So really excited about having Jason Cole on. He's been on the Rocket Sports and Entertainment Show. Last year we had him on during the playoffs. I can't wait to talk about talk to Jason. Hey, let's talk a little bit. We said we were going to talk a little bit about baseball.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about baseball, and then obviously we're going to be getting to a lot of National Football League football, or as I like to call it, the National Mafia League with Don Roger Goodell. And Jason wrote an article about Roger Goodell's player approval rating. I can't wait to ask him about that. I would have to say it's slipping.
I would say that's probably a small joke right now, because the players find him as highly as most people find their boss, just not in a good situation. And, you know, he's a guy that has been harsh on the players, to say it in the least.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network is going to be harsh on him. I'm harsh on all the commissioners.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm with you on that. I honestly don't understand why we have to have a guy that's getting paid millions of dollars to overlook the league. I think it could be done by committee.
I don't understand, and we're going to talk about Bud Selig a little bit later in the Rocket Report. He makes $18 million a year.
Unbelievable.
You know, there's only four or five, a handful of baseball players that make more money than the commissioner.
Alex Rodriguez.
He's one of them, I'm sure.
Probably CC Sabathia. A few other Yankees.
Probably all of them. Jeter. So anyway, hey, you know, it's really exciting about that. Exciting about, you know, we got National Football League football coming up. But once again, let's get back to baseball. My ADD is kicking in a little bit. Hey, Yankees and Red Sox tied for first place. How about that?
Oh, unbelievable. And you got the series coming up this weekend, too. And they're tied atop the division. I mean, they're looking like two of the better teams in baseball right now. It's going to be a great series right there.
68-42. They're playing 6-18 ball. They're deadlocked, exact same records. Weekend, you talk about the weekend series up there in Boston. Listen to this. Major League Baseball Network tonight, Bartolo Colon against John Lester. On Fox tomorrow, CC Sabathia, John Lackey, and on ESPN Sunday night, of course, the primetime game, Freddie Garcia and Josh Beckett.
Wow.
That's some great baseball. And I want to throw this out for you guys and gals out there listening. being in Tampa, you're a Rays fan, you got to have interest in the Yankees and Red Sox. Are you watching them this weekend? They're on national TV all weekend.
You know, for a Rays fan, you got to hope that one of these teams gets swept and falls off the map, because that's
right.
That's the only way the Rays are going to get back in this race, because both teams are playing very well right now.
Right. You got to root for a sweep one way or the other. And I still think the Red Sox, I made that prediction at the beginning of the season with Bob Nightingale from USA Today about the Red Sox imploding. And they started off bad.
Imploding, really?
Well, I don't know.
With that offense, it's tough to believe that they're going to struggle.
Well, I know. I thought their pitching
would
be hurt. Now Buchholz is hurt a little bit, but still they're holding it on. So anyway, let's talk about our Tampa Bay Rays.
Yes.
Casey Kochman, third in the – we need some positives here.
Yes.
Local kid. St. Petersburg, mm-hmm. Casey Kochman, third in the American League, 331.
Unbelievable. He started the year in the minors, and right now he's up there with Jose Bautista. He's up there with Adrian Gonzalez. Casey Kochman getting it done for the Tampa Bay Rays. I mean, he's just having an unbelievable year. He's never hit 300 in his career, and this year he's hitting 331.
Casey Kochman, and you know who else is doing good? Matt Joyce is still doing decent.
And Matt Joyce,
he's a little local kid.
And
why
don't
we just fill
the
roster
guys
with Tampa kids?
You know, that's a pretty good lineup right there. Casey Kochman and Matt Joyce, especially if Joyce can get back to where he was at the beginning of the year, because he started out scalding, hitting over 400 in the first month.
Yes.
And then he's come back down to earth, but still hitting over 270. He's having a good year.
Consistent, playing good defense.
Yeah, he plays great D.
Yeah. Hey, the other bright spots, Robinson Chirinos at catcher.
Robbie Chirinos. How about the game
night
he had yesterday?
Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute. And Desmond Jennings is batting 354.
I love this kid, Desmond Jennings.
Yeah, I do
Carl
too.
Who?
I do too.
Carl
I,
who?
I know, right?
You know?
I know.
This guy's exciting.
How much money the Red Sox give him?
Exactly.
So anyway, did you hear that story? We bought it up on Rocket Sports and Entertainment. It was one of our Rocket reports. I guess the Angels were in contention, the CC sweepstakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And he went to Boston for more money, and he was in the on-deck circle out in Anaheim, and fans were throwing wadded up dollar bills at him. Isn't that great? Carl Crawford.
Oh, you got it.
And we're all worried about that. So anyway, okay, let's get back to the game last night. What a game. Toronto ties it in the eighth. Went ahead by one in the 10th. The Rays tie it in the 10th. Then Toronto goes ahead by two in the 11th. The Rays tie it in the 11th and win it in the 12th. You just don't see two comebacks by home teams in extra innings. You just don't see that.
It was unbelievable how it happened, too. I mean, first, Jose Bautista coming up and hitting the game-tying home run in the eighth. And as soon as that happened, the air just went out of the stadium. And then when they went ahead in the 10th, it was just, oh, here we go again. Another extra inning game.
Right.
We fall behind. And then the second man up in the bottom of the 10th, Desmond Jennings, ties up the game with a solo shot. And then you have the Jays go up. Robinson Chirinos coming up and tying the game.
Did you see Kelly Shopik?
No. Robinson Chirinos.
Okay.
Yes. The rookie, his first year in the majors, ties up the game and then wins it in the bottom of the 12th. That's just an unbelievable game right there.
Now, here's a little illustration. Jose Bautista has 33 home runs. B.J. Upton leads the Rays with 16. How sad is that? And the team's batting 243. Why are we in 10 games out? Hey, this is Rick Sassone, Rocket Sports and Entertainment with Darius Thigpen. We'll be right back with Jason Cole from Yahoo Sports.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Do you have a good voice? Have you ever wondered if you have what it takes to voice commercials for radio and TV? Or how about movie trailers? 57th Street Media in Tampa can train you to use your voice as an instrument. Voiceovers are a multi-billion dollar industry. Why not use your voice to make money? 57th Street Media teaches you how to interpret ad copy and determine what voice inflection is the right one per script. If you have a good voice or you know someone with a voice for radio and TV, call this number, 813-562-5790. That's 813-562-5790. Visit our website at 57thstreetmedia.com. That's the number 5, the number 7, letters THstreetmedia.com. Remember, every commercial you hear, someone is getting paid to do it. Why not you? Take charge of your future and break into voiceovers with 57th Street Media, where voices find homes. Call 813-562-5790.
This is Travis Failey with Rocket Sports and Entertainment. When I decided to finally get LASIK eye surgery done, I did a lot of research on which doctor to use. I decided to use TLC Laser Eye Centers. Boy, did I make the right decision, and I couldn't be happier with the results. When the surgery was complete, I thought that I would have 20/20 vision, but I was wrong. It's even better, and now I have 20/15. If you have any doubts on getting LASIK done, Dr. Kuva, Dr. Shriver, and their staff are there to assist you and answer any questions you may have. The Tampa Bay Rays and I trust TLC Laser Eye Centers. Shouldn't you?
To set up your free consultation, call them at 813-685-2737. 813-685-2737. Or on the web at tlcvision.com.
Champs Americana is known for its freshly prepared upscale casual dining and exceptional service. Their menu includes something to suit every appetite, from Parmesan-crusted chicken to burgers, salads, and irresistible desserts. Serving handcrafted cocktails and a wide selection of beverages, Champs Americana is a great place to enjoy sporting and music events on 17 HD TVs and 4 big screens. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. only at Champs on Bay Street at International Plaza.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Rocket Sports and Entertainment is on your radio. It's all about the fans and you.
Welcome back, sports fans. It's just about quarter after 11 o'clock, and I'm really excited. We're moving to our segment. We're going to talk about the National Football League, or as I like to call it, the National Mafia League, with Don Roger Goodell. And we have award-winning writer from Yahoo Sports, Jason Cole, on the line with us. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, we're great. We're great. Thanks for coming on this morning. I know last time we had you on the show, I was doing the weekend show. We had you on, I think it was playoff time last year at the end of the year. So I was really excited when I talked to Travis and he said you were coming on this morning. So really appreciate it.
No problem.
Hey, you know, I do this segment called the Rocket Report, and I usually do like two negative things and one positive thing at the end and close it. And I look, you know, some of the things that you've written lately, the same people seem to end up on the Rocket Report over and over again. And I see three names, Ocho Cinco, Albert Haynesworth, and Randy Moss. And you recently did a couple things on those three. Let's talk about the New England Patriots. How's this going to work? Haynesworth, Ocho Cinco, and Belichick.
Well, I think with Ocho Cinco, it's going to work fine because you know, he wants to be there very badly and he wants a chance to win. I think he'll do everything he can to possibly win. With Albert, you know, he talks a good game a lot of the time, and I really like Albert. He's a very intelligent guy, and he can be one of the most destructive forces in defensive football. But you know, he is a different cat, and he's you know a little harder to handle sometimes. And I think that we will see how he adjusts to this environment and. He's a little bit more of a wild card in my view on this one.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I did read he made the quote that about how negative things were in Washington. And, you know, I'm always on the Washington Redskins and the Minnesota Vikings. Those are the two teams that I choose to pick on. If I were going to have anyone in my fantasy football league as losers, it'd be Ziggy Wolf and Daniel Snyder. So, I mean, is there any validity that it was that bad with Shanahan or he was just came into camp?
Well, I think, look, it's pretty obvious that if you watched how Shanahan handled the business, he went out of his way to embarrass Haynesworth. He went out of his way to prove that he was going to be the most difficult person in this relationship. He was going to try and win this relationship, even if that meant that he was costing himself a chance to trade the guy for a better value. So when you understand that part of the dynamic, I think it's quite clear that it was an extraordinarily negative relationship, and it was very destructive, and Shanahan was not going to back down until he felt like he had gotten victory. I don't know exactly what Shanahan won in the long run, but I think he believes that he won something out of all of that.
Well, not too many games, that's for sure. But anyway, getting back to, we talked about this at the beginning, so we're going back a year ago now, Travis and I, about how they switched the defense, the scheme, and really never, you know, brought Albert into that conversation. It was something that really wasn't brought up until he came into the camp and he kind of felt left out. I mean, is there any truth to that?
Well, and no, they told Albert beforehand what they were going to do. They said, we're switching to a 3-4 defense. And Hainsworth said, well, that's not what I play, and that's not what I want to play. So I think there was some basic disagreement, and they were going to make Albert Hainsworth into a nose tackle, which, if you understand, you know, football, he's not really a nose tackle.
Right.
He could do it and be fine, but that's not his primary position. That's not what he's built to do, and it's not what he enjoys. He did not pick the Washington Redskins because he wanted to play in a 3-4 primarily, and certainly not because he wanted to be a nose tackle. So, you know, that's created a definite unhappiness right from the start, a definite disagreement right from the start. And there was going to be no way really around that. But again, it was sort of this mano a mano, you know, Mike Shanahan versus Albert Hainsworth and a war of wills. Now, I will say this. I think that where Albert was wrong in this relationship is that he should have come in and played the good soldier in some respects on this and done his job, you know, after you get paid that kind of money. But make it clear, look, this is not what I'm best suited for, and I would prefer to be out of here. But he made it. His role in this was he made it incredibly negative as well.
Right, absolutely. Hey, let's switch gears a little bit. I know you did. Randy Moss has been on and off in the Rocket Report. As a matter of fact, he was in the Rocket Report last week on the retirement, and I kind of made a little parody about it. And Leslie Frazier, I read a quote somewhere, and I can't remember the source, where Leslie Frazier said that Randy Moss is like the Michael Jordan of offense. Well, Darius Thigpen, who's here, he's my summer intern from The Ohio State University. We came to the conclusion that Michael and Randy both have 6 rings together. They just happen to be all Michaels. So, I mean, what's...
Yeah, no, I mean, look, there's fair criticism of Randy Moss and that. But, you know, if you're talking about... He's the greatest deep threat in the history of the game. There's no doubt about that. He's the most dominant football player in that regard. And, you know, that's a big part of being a wide receiver. That doesn't make him the greatest wide receiver of all time. That's still Jerry Rice. But in terms of being consistent, dominant, deep threat, there's been no one ever in the history of the league like Randy Moss. He's redefined that role in the wide receiver position. And I understand where Leslie Frazier is coming from. That I would also say that, look, as fair as it is to say that Michael Jordan won championships, you know, basketball players have a whole lot more control of their ability to win games than football players do. And Randy Moss is basically a miracle catch away from being part of a 19-0 team. I think that was a pretty substantial accomplishment on his part.
Hey, Jason, Darius Thigpen here, summer intern. Wanted to ask you about the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of people have said that this is a dream team, that they are the Miami Heat of the NFL. What do you think about the Philadelphia Eagles, and what do you think they're going to do this year?
Oh, I think that they're the favorites from the NFC to make the Super Bowl. I think that they were, you know, one pass away from, you know, beating Green Bay last year in the playoffs. And I think that was a legitimate team last year. And they've built a team that works within how the NFL plays right now. And the NFL has become basically a glorified 7-on-7 league, a passing league, for lack of a better term. And in order to play that kind of style, you need to have defenders who can make it difficult. Now, either those defenders have to be pass rushers or they have to be coverage guys. They've gone out and gotten the best coverage guys that were available. And not only Nnamdi Asamoah, they also got, you know, Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie, who's going to be a phenomenal corner. If they decide they're going to keep Asante Samuel, which I think they should do, because what's the difference here for 1 year? You might as well keep your best players. If you're going to make this run at it. But to me, they can shut down a lot of offenses and take away their 1, 2, and 3 receivers and really make it difficult for them to run their offenses. I think that that's going to allow them, with their offense, to put less pressure on that offense to have to score all the time. Now, I think they're going to have to make some fine-tuning, but I like them as the favorite. I'll go right along with that. I mean, I don't necessarily buy into free agency purchasing all the time. But in this case, I think they bought the right players.
We are on the line with Jason Cole, National Football League writer from Yahoo Sports. Darius, you had another question for
him? Yeah, I just wanted to ask you about something that's really in the heart of souls of people around here, the Tim Tebow thing. Now, when I look at Tim Tebow, I see a high-character guy that, you know, is just not quite ready to be an NFL quarterback. What do you think about Tim Tebow? Do you think he's going to be the next thing since sliced bread like a lot of these Florida fans think he is?
Well, I got to be careful here because I'm living in Gainesville. So, look, I think if anybody's going to get it out of themselves, it's going to be Tim. I mean, he's going to do everything he possibly can. I think the great mistake that was made with Tim Tebow is he was a first-round draft pick and shouldn't have been a first-round draft pick. He should have been a second or a third-round pick because his talents don't automatically translate into NFL-style play. And he needed time to sit and wait and develop before he was forced out onto the field. The problem is when you take a guy in the first round, the automatic presumption is he's going to get out there on the field, you know, within a year. I mean, it's one thing to even make a guy wait 1 year at quarterback, let alone make him wait two. I think this is a detriment to him. I have severe doubts about whether he'll ever make it in the NFL, but I would have been much more comfortable if he had been given some time to develop rather than being forced to play right away.
Yes. Now, this brings up a perfect segue, which I had a note. Who would have thought the Denver Broncos would be so much the center of focus of Florida NFL football? The Miami Dolphins in this, we want Orton and the whole Chad Henne thing. What's going on? I know you covered the Dolphins for a number of years. What's going on down there? I mean, I think give Chad a shot, right? Why are they trying to run him out of town?
Well,
they don't have a choice.
He hasn't gotten any better.
Okay.
I understand where you're coming from. And frankly, where they are right now, they would be best off if they would commit to Chad Henne in terms of trying to find out if he's really the guy or not and settle this question once and for all. Because you're not going to improve that position drastically this season. You're going to have, if you're Tony Sperano and you hope to survive as the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, the only way to do that is to find out if Chad Henne is the guy. Because anything short of that is probably going to get you fired.
Right.
Any scenario that you draw up, except for say a miracle that you manage to trick it up and make the playoffs, and I don't see that happening with the Jets and the Patriots in their division. So you're better off if you stay with Chad Henne. I don't think that's going to happen. I see the signs of panic everywhere with that team. I see a very lukewarm commitment to Chad Henne at best. And I think that this is, I think this team is destined. I mean, I think they're number one. They're incredibly boring, which is not good. But even greater problem is that, I think this thing is destined to fall apart.
Well, anytime you use scary commitment with your starting quarterback at any level, I think you got a problem there.
Oh yeah. look, if you don't believe in that guy, you got some significant problems. Unless he is an incredibly mentally tough guy, and I think that Henne has some mental toughness. I don't think that he has enough necessarily to survive through this.
Well, I mean, I was just, going to go out on a limb right here and shock the world and defend the Michigan guy, because I watched Chad Henne when he's at Michigan. He's a pretty good quarterback. I mean, he never beat Ohio State, granted, and only won the one bowl game. But, I mean, looking at his arm strength, the guy, I feel like, is a pretty good quarterback. I mean, he's kind of in that range where he's not going to be an all-out star or anything like that. But I do feel like he's a guy that can move the chains, and I mean that's kind of what the Dolphins
The best case scenario for a guy like Chad Henne is that he becomes sort of this version of, say, Phil Simms.
Okay,
and I think that's probably a fair way to put it. Unfortunately, we're in an era, perhaps the greatest quarterbacking era ever in the history of the NFL, where Phil Simms may not be enough. That may not be good enough. And I'm a Phil Simms fan, don't get me wrong. But having that kind of quarterback may not get you far enough. And that's where you have a tough road. I mean, look, in this division, all right, you got Tom Brady. You got Mark Sanchez, who's arguably, going to be a great player. And I just think that you need, and you look around the league, and there's Drew Brees, and there's Aaron Rodgers, and there's Peyton Manning, and there's Michael Vick. You know, again, if you're way short of that, you may never make it to a Super Bowl.
And just think, to get the Stanford Cardinal plug in for you, we got Andrew Luck coming next year.
That's good for the alma mater. Hopefully, there's a nice donation coming out of that one. I would expect.
yeah, the Pac-12 we're going with this year, right? Are they actually calling it that? I think they're actually.
I guess
Pac-12. Yeah.
I heard somebody say it. I don't know if they were joking.
I don't care, as long as we beat Cal.
Good for you. Hey, this was Jason Cole, Yahoo Sports National Football League writer, esteemed writer. Jason, everybody can catch up with you on YahooSports.com, right?
Absolutely. That's where you find me every day.
Follow Jason all year. It's going to be a different NFL year. We've never been in this predicament coming off a lockout like this going into preseason. So we're all excited to see how things are going to be different.
Yep. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming on. Always a pleasure. Jason Cole, Yahoo Sports, NFL. Pretty cool. Hey, you know what time it is? And you know, we got the Rocket Report music, and Travis goes, why aren't you playing the Rocket Report music that him and Keith Allen over at 57th Street Media put together for you? I go, because I just haven't given it to
you. I mean, they want to hear it.
Yeah, I know. We'll get it. Yeah. We'll get it next week. I'll get it to Ed, and we'll get it rolling. So we're going to get to, I want to get to the Rocket Report, because I have a few things to outspokenly say, imagine that, about the Rocket Report. Let's talk about, I don't know if you guys heard about this poker game with Alex Rodriguez in California, supposedly a private party at a house where there was some gambling going on, some drugs, and some physical activity. And the reports that I had read is that Alex was there playing cards, and he did not partake into the illegal substances, and he did not get into the fight or any altercation. Well, there's a report, according to ESPN New York, that Bud Selig, my buddy Bud, is looking into a possible suspension of Alex Rodriguez. Now, let me tell you something. Stay rod, whatever. Yeah, you know, okay, steroids, cheating in the game you're playing. I this is my opinion. Once again, here's a commissioner of a league that is grossly overpaid. For those of you who don't know, Bud Selig makes $18 million a year. There's only like five baseball players that make more than him. A-Rod happens to be one of them.
Yes.
Maybe he's got something in for him.
Maybe that's what it is. He's
maybe
trying
that's
to dock
what it
his
is.
Pay in.
Now, here's a poor guy. He's on. You can say what you want about Alex Rodriguez, Hall of Famer, is going to be a Hall of Famer. You can say what you want about him. He's on the DL now. He's surgery. Do you think he should be suspended for, he didn't get arrested.
No.
He was at a private party at someone's house. Granted, it was a record executive's mansion out in California, supposedly.
But A-Rod's Hollywood. That's what happens.
Right. Now, let's say he made a bad decision. Mm. Do you condemn a human being and suspend them from work because they made a bad decision? The consequences are relatively minimal.
I really don't think so. And
I mean, we've all made bad decisions.
Yeah. This is the only reason this is even a story is because it's Alex Rodriguez. If this was Eduardo Nunez, do you think anybody cares?
Right, exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. Great point.
You got to look at it from that perspective. This is, I mean, I don't want to say an A-Rod conspiracy, but the reason that this is a story and that people are looking into this and people are interested is because it's Alex Rodriguez.
Right. And once again, I mean, Bud Selig, these commissioners, here's another thing. They are, and all four of them, I make fun of all four of them. Make fun probably isn't it? Just outspoken and critical
have,
of them.
Have not so nice things to say.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Not so maybe. Nice things to say. And mom told me if I didn't have anything good to say about somebody, don't say it. But it doesn't fly in sports radio.
You get paid to talk.
Exactly. So anyway, I don't know this Bud Selig thing. What do these commissioners do to make all this money? I just don't understand it. They're always involved in chaos. Look at the National Basketball Association. Look what the National Football League just went through. Major League Baseball has an attendance problem in certain markets. They've probably overexpanded. They got contraction issues. And he's worried about a player who's on the disabled list playing at a private poker party?
Yep.
Come on, bud. Get a clue, please. And he makes more than Roger Goodell, which is just pain. Whatever.
Oh,
so anyway.
Wait, Roger Goodell, wasn't he making like a dollar a day or something
like
that?
Well, yeah, but he just got a raise. He got the biggest raise in America. Right. He got like an $11 million raise when the lockout ended.
Unbelievable.
So tell me he wasn't going to put that thing together. Hey, you could pull a sheep over a wolf's eyes, but hey. So anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
Now, there is someone else in the news here. And, you know, I want to bring this up. Now, you got to go back to school, right?
Yeah.
You're going back to Columbus, and you're going to probably take a plane, right?
Yeah, plane, maybe a drive. We'll see what happens.
Okay, let's say you're going to take a plane.
Yeah.
You haven't decided yet. You had some time. Fortunate for us here at Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network. Darius is with us this summer. Summer intern from the Ohio State University. Now, I mean, those of you out there, if you've flown once in a lifetime, you know you can't bring a loaded gun on an airplane.
Loaded gun?
A loaded gun.
They'll go buck wild crazy if you
airport.
Bring lotion and hand sanitizer.
Under 3 ounces. Right.
Under 3 ounces.
But a loaded gun. Now, I got to bring this up, Darius.
Yes.
Because his name is Darius. Darius Miles gets caught at the St. Louis airport with a loaded gun. Now, okay, it's happened to other people before. The problem with Darius Miles, a good thing for him, it was in St. Louis, close to his home.
Okay.
So he probably had his, you know, homeboys come and bail him out. But this kid came out of high school, East St. Louis High School, drafted by the Los Angeles Clippers. In 8 different NBA seasons, he's been on 4 different teams. This year, he only averaged 8 minutes, 3.5 points per game, where he always didn't start any games, where he's always started quite a few games. He's been in run-ins with coaches, making racial slurs at coaches, disrespecting coaches in front of teammates, brought up a good point earlier. We were talking, did not go to college.
Right
out of high school. Still immature. He's just headed for trouble, and the firearm, if this was another respectful, maybe NBA player that hasn't been in trouble and doesn't have this track record, then maybe, you know, you're an idiot, you brought a gun into an airport, you're trying to get on a plane. But Darius Miles, good luck. You know, this just shows that you're in for more trouble, and you need to get some help. That's all.
I mean, it goes back to the immaturity thing. I mean, not just him, but spread around the league. A lot of these straight out of high school guys aren't looking too mature. I mean, we've seen the issues that LeBron has had and whatever. You look at Kwame Brown. You know, some of these guys that come straight out of the high school into the NBA haven't really panned out to what people have thought that they would. And I just think it's the whole immaturity thing. And Darius Miles, I mean, the way his career has gone, you can definitely point to immaturity for him.
Right. This was a report out of Yahoo, Kelly Dwyer. Miles, 29, was arrested about 3:30 p.m.,
In the middle of the afternoon, too?
Yeah, 3:30 p.m.
Goodness.
After TSA personnel discovered a weapon during an X-ray screening. They don't like that. They're not too happy. But, well, I mean, maybe they do.
In the middle of the afternoon. If he's going to do this, like, pull it over, like, at 6 a.m. when they're not paying attention, I mean.
Yeah, so.
Broad daylight.
There you go. So, anyway, let's move to close up the Rocket Report. I have a positive. The Rocket Report, you know how I always end it.
Need a positive.
Need a positive. Hey, I got to admit, this lockout, they busted our rocks. They held us hostage all summer, the National Football League, but it might be working. All 32 first-round draft picks are signed.
Unbelievable. And it's
never.
The quickest it's ever happened.
It has to be, right? Before the first preseason game?
Oh, yeah.
It's never. We're always
no
in the
Jamarcus
preseason.
No Jamarcus Russell this year. You got to love it.
Jamarcus Russell. That's why Cam Newton's going to be a gut bust. Did you ever hear my regression analysis on every other SEC quarterback as a bust?
Uh-huh.
It went between like Manning and Couch and Jamarcus. There's a regression analysis to it where every other quarterback, and the last one was Matt Stafford, who is going to probably be a decent quarterback.
Yeah.
Cam Newton's turn. He's going to be a bust. But this is why teams like, and we could talk about in the NFC South, They're our doormat, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Carolina Panthers. There's a reason why you go to the Super Bowl 1 year, lose by 3 points, 32-9, which, by the way, I had 2-9, and I won the big square that year.
Oh,
2-9. I mean,
that's great.
I had 2-9. I almost threw it out. I almost left a party. 32-29. That was a game, 32-29.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. The Carolina Panthers, this is a reason why they're continually the doormat of the NFC South. They went to one Super Bowl, lost by 3 points. They've never been the same ever since. They've been perennial losers. They're going to keep being losers by wasting a draft pick first round on Cam Newton. There you go. Said it. Got it out there.
I mean, I don't see the Panthers turning it around anytime soon either, but, you know, I'm kind of a buyer on Cam Newton. I like his athleticism. I think it's going to be able to help him out in the first couple years, and he might learn how to be a quarterback. You never know.
Hey, we're going to go to a quick break here at Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network on the Tantalk Radio Network. Rick Sassone with Darius Thigpen. When we come back, we're going to talk more National Football League. How about that?
Gotta love it.
All right. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Do you have a good voice? Have you ever wondered if you have what it takes to voice commercials for radio and TV? Or how about movie trailers? 57th Street Media in Tampa can train you to use your voice as an instrument. Voiceovers are a multi-billion dollar industry. Why not use your voice to make money? 57th Street Media teaches you how to interpret ad copy and determine what voice inflection is the right one per script. If you have a good voice or you know someone with a voice for radio and TV, call this number, 813-562-5790. That's 813-562-5790. Visit our website at 57thstreetmedia.com. That's the number 5, the number 7, letters THStreetMedia.com. Remember, every commercial you hear, someone is getting paid to do it. Why not you? Take charge of your future and break into voiceovers with 57th Street Media, where voices find homes. Call 813-562-5790.
This is Travis Failey with Rocket Sports and Entertainment. When I decided to finally get LASIK eye surgery done, I did a lot of research on which doctor to use. I decided to use TLC Laser Eye Centers. Boy, did I make the right decision, and I couldn't be happier with the results. When the surgery was complete, I thought that I would have 20/20 vision, but I was wrong. It's even better, and now I have 20/15. If you have any doubts on getting LASIK done, Dr. Kuva, Dr. Shriver, and their staff are there to assist you and answer any questions you may have. The Tampa Bay Rays and I trust TLC Laser Eye Centers. Shouldn't you?
To set up your free consultation, call them at 813-685-2737, 813-685-2737, or on the web at tlcvision.com.
Champs Americana is known for its freshly prepared upscale casual dining and exceptional service. Their menu includes something to suit every appetite, from Parmesan-crusted chicken to burgers, salads, and irresistible desserts. Serving handcrafted cocktails and a wide selection of beverages, Champs Americana is a great place to enjoy sporting and music events on 17 HD TVs and 4 big screens. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., only at Champs on Bay Street at International Plaza.
Tampa Bay's Tantalk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State. This is the Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network.
Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network. Rick Sassone back along with Darius Thigpen. We're going to talk National Football League, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you have some news about a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Oh, yes. One Carnell Cadillac Williams. Recently, a free agent signed a one-year deal with the St. Louis Rams. I mean, it started out great for Cadillac, and since then, it's just not quite what you've been looking for.
Well, you know, when they drafted Cadillac Williams, and I have friends in my family that can back this up, I was like, are you kidding me? You do not. There's two things you do not do in the draft that I would not do as a general manager. One, we talked about draft a kicker or punter.
Right.
Go to some high school soccer team, pick one up. The other is you do not waste a first-round draft pick on somebody that splits time in college. It just doesn't make sense. And Cadillac started up, but he got hurt. And I knew.
Because everybody said,
look at him. I said, he's going to get hurt.
And he was never the same.
Never the same. And that happens a lot, especially at the running back position. They get hurt. Jamal Anderson comes to mind.
Yeah.
Torn ACL, never came back. Terrell Davis got hurt.
Guess who else?
Who?
Ronnie Brown, his mate.
That's what I'm saying. And they were both drafted in the first round?
Yeah.
By Florida teams. How weird is
both
that?
Both the Florida teams. I've never even thought of it like that.
Is there a lot of pressure in Florida? Because, you know, the college football that's down here and everything, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Miami Dolphins, you know, Dolphins haven't done anything in years. They still keep talking about 1972. And the Bucs, they peaked the whole Glazier thing. You know, we'll talk. I'm going to get on the Glazers. I'm going to tell you something about the Glazers in a minute, about that whole organization and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But let's talk about, you know, the Bucs. What do we think? And what do you guys think out there? You know, I'm going to throw the phone numbers out there, 727-441-3000, 727-441-3000 here in beautiful Clearwater, Florida, where the Tan Talk Radio Network is located, and toll-free 866-826-1340. Across the beautiful United States, because everybody's streaming through the Tan Talk Radio Network web at tantalk1340.com and soon rocketsports-ent.com. We're working on all the plugins and the rights and all that stuff, and we're getting through that. But want to throw it out there. What rookie is going to have the biggest impact? We got Foster, Daquan Bowers. We got Ahmad Black, which I have a story about Ahmad Black when I covered the Outback Bowl this year. Which was great. If you're in town for New Year's and I get you on that credential list, they do. Mike Schultze and his group do the best job. You know what they have to eat for the whole, like an hour before kickoff all the way to the fourth quarter?
Outback?
Yeah. Like it's a buffet, though.
Oh, that's incredible.
It's not a sit-down. It's a buffet. Oh, you can keep going back. We got a caller on the line? Yeah, let's go to the phone lines. Rob?
Yeah, Rick.
Hey,
you're back on the air.
Well, thank you. You found me. I'm so glad. You know, I was going to call you and let you know, but I figured, being the sports radio guru that you are, you'd find us.
Yep. What do you think about the Yankees Red Sox series this weekend?
I talked about it earlier. Did you hear me? Were you on a little earlier?
No, I just tuned in a little while.
Tuned in.
I was having trouble with the radio.
I actually love it. Seven in a row. Both teams 68-42. Playing 18 ball. But listen to this, and we gotta, you know, talk about national team. Major League Baseball Network tonight. Bartolo Colon and John Lester. Fox tomorrow with CC Sabathia and John Lackey, and ESPN. Freddie Garcia and Josh Beckett Sunday night. It doesn't get any better than that if you're a baseball fan, right?
Nope. I'll be tuned in all weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely. We need a sweep, right, buddy?
Yep, go Yankees.
Yeah, hey, stay in touch. We're going to be doing some more giveaways Tuesdays and Fridays right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Travis is going to be working with me. He's still the executive producer of the show.
Right.
He's really excited. So I'm so glad you called, because I've been meaning to catch up with you. But I figured, I knew in the back of my mind you'd find me.
Yep, sounds good. Great show today, guys.
Thank you very much, Rob.
You're welcome.
Hey, spread the word, and appreciate you as a listener.
Bye-bye.
That's Rob. I love Rob. You know, you don't know Rob, but Rob calls into every sports show. This kid is so knowledgeable about sports and calls into all these shows, right? Mm-hmm. And he's kind of like a hater, a Rays hater, and he bashes on the Lightning. He's funny, right? So he steers the local listeners up. But what's really cool about him is he calls, and he's always looking for prizes and giveaways, and the other radio stations make fun of him.
What?
I'm like, he's a listener. He's your customer. What, are you kidding me? I love this guy. So I have his number and his address, because I sent him a bunch of magazines and he's been passing them out.
Yeah.
Sent him some pizza coupons. Great guy, Rob, out in Clearwater. And he's here in Clearwater. And I keep telling him, come by the studio. Now we might, because we're here in beautiful Clearwater at the Tan Talk Radio Network. So I'm really excited Rob called. That surprised me. Because in the back of my mind, I said, I got to give Rob a call and let him know I'm on the new show. But people are finding us.
Eh? They are?
They're finding us. We're to the right side of the dial, not full-time sports format, but I'm working on that.
Yeah.
I pretty soon we'll have all sports shows on the station.
Lola take over the whole
station.
Doesn't
know that yet, but anyway. So anyway, how cool is that? So getting back to the box, my Outback story, right?
Yeah.
So after like five Alice Springs chickens and nine steaks, and it was great. It was fantastic. Well, we, you know, the writing press, you go down on the field pregame, and then you go down the last 5 minutes of the game because you can't crowd the sidelines. The photographers have the right seats.
Yeah,
you can't have everybody down there for the whole game. So the last 5 minutes of the game, I was down there, and I was standing in the southwest end zone, and I was standing right on the end line, looking down the sideline, and it was really, really cool because the Penn State Nittany Lions were driving, and that's when Ahmad Black picked off that pass, right, like on the 30-yard line where I was looking.
Oh man!
And I got to watch him go straight down the sideline for the touchdown to clinch it, and I was excited when the Bucs drafted him just for that.
I mean, that was a great play for Florida right there, sealed the victory, and for you up close and personal, you got to see how quick that is. The game is so much quicker watching it up close and personal.
And for you fans, you don't get down on the field towards the end of the games. I usually get down. Another experience I had recently this year was at the Lightning, the playoff game against Boston, game six, where the Lightning won to force game seven. They were up by one goal. They had a hold off a six gator attack when Tim Thomas was pulled. And I said, you know what, I'm going down early and getting in line early. Mm-hmm. So I walked down and I watched it from right where the Zamboni comes out, right next to the glass.
Oh, man.
And you talk about moving at the speed of light. The National Football League, baseball, same thing. When you're down there and those pitches are whizzing in, or a lot of times I'll stand behind the cage for batting practice and they're just hitting these bombs, these smooth strokes. There is nothing like the best athletes in the world competing at the level they compete at.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. So getting back to the Bucs, you know, we got a couple rookies. We got McKenzie and Foster fighting for the linebacker spot. Ahmad Black, who's going to take the place? Can Ernest Graham be that third down back? Now that Cadillac's gone, I like Ernest, a little more durable than Ernest, you know how I feel, than a Cadillac.
Yeah.
So there you go. I don't know.
I mean, I like this defensive line. I think it's going to be a great year for the Bucs up front. And that defense, it all starts with the line. That's where the game is won and lost, on the line. And I think the Bucs are going to win some big battles on that defensive line.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we talked before, and all going back to last year, my friend James Lee and that offensive line, really solid, one of the top,
oh, yeah,
top tier in the National Football League. With, you know, you got Trueblood and James Lee on the right side. We got Donald Penn, Larson, just a solid offensive line, and that makes your defensive line better because they go against each other in training camp.
Yeah.
One thing that concerns me about the National Football League, I feel like we're moving at the speed of light and we're rushing. I think there's going to be a lot of injuries. I hate to say it.
You know, there's already been a couple. Plaxico Burress came up lame in practice, or not even in practice. He hurt himself, not in practice.
Did he shoot himself in the leg?
No. Oh. I don't know. I don't know if he ran over his own foot or something, but he came up hurt before practice happened yesterday, and it's interesting. I'm kind of wondering what exactly happened, but yeah, he's already hurt. You know, Tiki Barber, he's a guy that could probably end up getting hurt a couple times if he catches on with a team.
Right, right.
And, you know, and of course we talked about how all these guys coming in and not having the full off season.
We didn't have the OTAs.
Yeah.
I know some teams tried it. Josh Freeman actually did a good job of organizing.
Oh, yeah, had the Bucs mini camp.
Yeah, had his own little Bucs mini camp. He organized that. I like that, Josh Freeman. I'll tell you, I said last year he was going to make better decisions. I think he gets even better this year. Mike Williams, I hope his head didn't get too big. Worried about that. But anyway, no, I'm excited about the Buccaneers. Not excited about the thing for the fans. Now they're offering interest-free payments, no deposit, pay by month. I mean,
it's a smokescreen.
Just anything to try to get the fans. You lost them 2 years ago, Malcolm. And I'll tell you, Malcolm and your sons there, let me tell you something. These Glazers have been a public relations nightmare since day one. And I talked about it. And I'm going to play a little game with you.
All right.
And you followed the Bucs enough, being your dad's in this market and everything. And all I thought was, here's the thing. I call it a game, and I'm going to continue. This is going to be like a regular segment.
All right.
It's called Ceremoniously or Unceremoniously.
Okay.
And I'm going to name a name of someone that was with the Buccaneers during the Glazers regime,
mm-hmm,
and is no longer with the Buccaneers. And when I name the name, you have to say, did they leave ceremoniously, like on good terms?
Right, right.
Maybe eligible for rehire kind of deal when you leave an employer,
mm-hmm,
or did he leave unceremoniously?
All right.
And you'll see a trend. Warren Sapp.
Unceremoniously.
Keenan McCardle.
He was kicked off the team pretty much unceremoniously.
Rich McKay.
I don't even know what happened to him unceremoniously.
Tony Dungy.
Fired unceremoniously.
John Gruden.
Unceremoniously, but I don't know. Gruden, that's a little different because
it is a little different.
Team was trending downward, but still unceremoniously because now he's broadcasting.
But I blame the Blazers because they gave him too much control, ran Rich McKay out of ground, brought in George Allen's son. I won't refer to him as Bruce Allen because he puts on his resume, I'm George's son. Okay. He brings him in. Okay. Brings in, I can't even remember the old running back. What's his name? Man, I'm getting old. Whatever. Just one thing after another. Right. John Lynch.
Unceremoniously.
How do you do that to John Lynch?
And he's John Lynch.
Keyshawn Johnson.
Unceremoniously, but Keyshawn was running his mouth a little bit too.
The only person.
He played into it.
Right. But the only. One of the best third down receivers in the game.
One of the best. And when he was on top of his game, he was one of the better receivers out of anybody in the NFL.
Absolutely. So you get my point.
Yeah.
With the exception of the only one that I can look to and say is Derek Brooks.
And even Derek Brooks.
And they strung his retirement along a little too.
They wanted him to retire before he was done playing football.
Right, right. And how do you do that to Derek Brooks, Super Bowl ring? That you will not find a more class former National Football League player than Derek Brooks.
Right.
Met him several times. First class gentleman, family man, great guy, Florida through and through, Pensacola, Florida State, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you do that to Derek Brooks. So you can draw a point for that.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying that's the only one you can argue ceremoniously on. And there's other names we can go on. And it's just the leadership at the top. And I've been disappointed with them since day one. I've been talking about it. They maybe can turn my opinion around. But the whole John Gruden thing, well, I got on John Gruden.
Yeah.
The mistake was when they asked John Gruden, what are you going to do if you repeat the Super Bowl? He said, run down Jale Mabry in his jockstrap. Who says that? Now, what are you, Darius, what are you going to do if you repeat this? Well, you know, it's going to be really tough to repeat. It's really hard to win back to back. Everybody's going to be gunning for it. Be a little humble. Run down Dale Mabry in my jockstrap. Never won another home playoff game.
They made it to the playoffs once.
Once
in
law.
And lost to the Redskins.
In a game
where the Redskins, I believe it was about 100 total yards of offense.
Yes.
There's no reason for the Bucs to lose that game.
It was a horrible game. I had to walk out of that stadium with the hogs.
I was all excited. That was my first playoff game. And they were singing their song. And that was
so there's their curse. You know, Daryl, you know, let's, whatever, the Redskins. They're horrible now. But anyway, so just really exciting about the National Football League. I think the Bucs are all assembly. Oh, and by the way, if you want in-depth Buccaneers coverage, 12 noon on Mondays, Big Ed, the 50-yard line show, right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Gotta love it.
And we got Al Kack, and we got Randy Harris talking sports. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, this is sport. This is a great alternative for you, especially in prime time during the day when you're listening to some of the other shows, great shows, but maybe they've just been on the air too long, or maybe they're getting boring. I don't know. When I was a sports fan, I know you need some variety.
Well, I mean, listening to, you know, 3-4 hours of the same voice.
It
gets to you.
And certain of those guys are full of themselves. I mean, I'm full of them myself, too. But you don't have to listen to me for 3 hours, thank God, right? Yeah. So anyway, you know, really exciting here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. We're going to be expanding. We're going to be doing a lot of things. Really exciting stuff here.
Yeah.
And Travis, I got to thank him dearly. And I got to mention Champs. I was at Champs this week at the International Plaza. We're going to have to get out there, watch
great
a football
place over
game.
There.
Great food, great beer specials, 24-ounce draft for like $3.
Wow.
Yeah, big glass too, big cold mug. But once again, it's been a great show. I want to thank Darius Thigpen, the Ohio State University summer intern, for being with me once again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And we close another show. This is Rick Sassone, Rocket Sports and Entertainment Network. I'll see you at the line again.